Ladies and gentlemen, you are about to engage in the ultimate retro nerd experience. The Techno Funk Boy presents The Retro Station.
Welcome to the Retro Station, and I am your host for today, Paul. I'm going to actually talk about something that I found in the garage today. I've been cleaning out my garage, and this was terrible. When we first moved into this house, a lot of stuff went into the garage just to kind of get everything moved with the intention of doing something about it. And I did not do anything about it, unfortunately. And so we're finally kind of clearing it out and making just tons of headway on it. But it has also been kind of a nostalgia dream of sorts, you know, just a bunch of stuff that I didn't even know that I had that I've located in there, and just some real fantastic stuff. I found a bunch of magazines that I didn't know that I had. I still had, and unfortunately, I've been searching because I'm almost certain I did not get rid of my old Nintendo Powers. This is not something that I would have intentionally gotten rid of. And so, if they were gotten rid of, it wasn't me. I would put it that way. But I haven't been able to find them, and I've been searching for those for a while. So I opened up a couple of bins, and they had a bunch of magazines in them. I was really excited at that, and then slightly disappointed as I looked through them, and they were not Nintendo Power, but there was still some really cool stuff in there, like my old issues of Sports Illustrated for Kids, and Boys Life, which is actually the one I'm more excited about. I had no idea I still had all my Boys Life magazines, I'm looking forward to taking a look through those. Just found a lot of old junk that I hadn't really thought about for quite some time. And one of the things that I found is what we're going to talk about today. And I haven't thought about this in a long time, but I found one of my old Bookit pens. And with five stickers on it, indicating that I finished the program that year. But we'll get more into that in just a little bit. For anybody who was looking at the Twitch channel, we were going to start recording live on Twitch on Tuesdays, and I had planned actually for this week to kick that off, and I was not at all thinking that that it would be, that would land on Election Day, and I really do enjoy watching the results go in. I've been really, really interested in politics and polls and in the whole system since I was maybe junior high, and I was a political science major, and so I really like you know, kind of following along and watching how everything plays out. And this is like, oh, you know, this is something that only really happens every 4 years. And so I'm going to postpone that. Postpone that for 1 week, jump on to twitch.tv/technofunkboy and follow us there, and we are going to start recording these live on Twitch. And I kind of wish that I could do that here so I could, you know, show you my button, but I will throw a picture of that into the Discord server if you do want to check that out. Real briefly, I'm continuing to go through Dragonlance. You'll remember that I am DMing a game of the old Dragonlance campaigns and on the YouTube channel, kind of chronicling that. But I actually wanted to next week dive into one of the modules and kind of look at it and see what's cool about it a little bit. And I think we're going to do that next week. This is something that I want to do more, is to look at like a bunch of the old D&D campaigns and dungeons and just pick out some stuff that is super cool about them. It's not going to be very spoilery. It is more going to be about how to use the mechanics of the game to tell a cool story. And so if you haven't played it and you do want to play it in the future, don't really worry about tuning in next week about spoilers. I don't think we're going to be in bad shape there. Otherwise it's just been kind of preparing for the end of the year here. I have a couple of video games I'm hopefully going to wrap up by the end of the year. Hopefully a couple of books, and otherwise just working hard on that. If you are tuned into the Order of Podcasters, we released the final episode of our first adventure, Missing, yesterday. And so if you are the type that just waits for the story to end before you binge it, it is bingeable now. It is ready to go. And we had a lot of fun with it, and so I think that'd be worthwhile. But kind of moving forward and getting into our topic a little bit, I don't know how many of you remember Book It. Like for people my age, this is like a almost a universal thing. And it was even featured in a television show at the time, and it was kind of like the Dare program, stuff like that, that just kind of became part of your schooling experience and became kind of universal, depending on, you know, where you were, but, you know, at least in the States, we were all kind of getting these certain programs, across the States. And Book It was a major thing. And I do remember I took part of it in several years. As I understand it, the pin I found is from 1988. Now I looked it up on eBay. Apparently, you know, I saw a couple of these on sale for like $20. So, you know, if I'm ever desperate for a pizza now, maybe I can sell that and reap the rewards and buy myself a real pizza. But for those of you who are not familiar with it, or even those of us who were part of it but don't really know how this started, or really, you know, how it was put out there. It's actually started in 1984, and what was going on at the time is that President Reagan was really pushing for like local and nationwide businesses to get more involved in promoting education. And I did my best to look for that particular speech so I could play it for you. And this became touched on when Arthur Gunther, who was then the president of Pizza Hut, was having a discussion over dinner about his child's difficulty in reading. And what they, you know, essentially, you know, kind of following that call from Reagan, could Pizza Hut as an organization be involved in trying to encourage reading and help in that way? And that is when, that was very soon thereafter. They met with people in the local area, the headquarters Pizza Hut at the time. They might still be, I don't know, but the headquarters at the time was in Wichita, Kansas, and so they met with educators there, and trying to figure out this way of doing this. The following year, the program went nationwide, and this was, you know, kind of this was a surprise for me because I kind of always assumed that this was an initiative from the schools themselves that Pizza Hut partnered up with, but actually it was a push from Pizza Hut. If the child, you know, read so many books over the school year, they'd get a certificate for a free personal pan pizza with one topping from Pizza Hut. And the idea is first of all, you know, that there's so much of this idea that's really, really good and really kind of brilliant and really worked. I mean, because on a certain level, the idea of having children earn their pizza is a little silly. You know, when I'm 10 years old, I am not buying my own pizza. Anytime we get pizza, it's not me. I'm not coming out of my pocket for that, right? And I understand it, but I'm still amazed by the drive to earn this thing, which I think is actually a really good drive. But there was a drive that I'm going to earn this pizza, you know, through reading, you know. And the other aspect of it is that this pizza was mine, you know. It's like my sister got the same certificate, and she got her pizza, and I got mine. By the way, mine was with Canadian bacon. I do remember that distinctly. At least one, the one I remember very distinctly, and I'm sure that every time I got Canadian bacon, because that's what I got then. I got off of pepperoni fairly soon, and just went to Canadian bacon and just stayed there. I just camped out there for a decade. I loved it. I remember distinctly going to Pizza Hut, and keeping in mind, like, you know, going to Pizza Hut was not terribly an unusual thing for us. This Pizza Hut did have delivery, but it was a restaurant, and you know, we don't get as many like pizza restaurants anymore. But you know, they did have an extensive seating area, you know, and they had the famous lampshades, that kind of stained glass with Pizza Hut on them, you know, video games, arcade machines, and there was a definite feel and experience at these Pizza Huts that, you know, with so many have closed that or gone delivery only, that we've really lost. But going to this Pizza Hut is not that unusual of a thing. But this one stood out. This one stood out to me. And I remember going through, we picked it up in the drive-thru, and I remember getting them. And my sister got hers, and I got mine. And this was my pizza. And that might be one of the reasons it stood out so much, is because we always got a pizza for the family. But this one was mine. And that was part of what made this thing so special.
I'm glad you made it. This one is going to be dangerous.
Dangerous?
The esoterists are starting to get organized. They're increasing in power. I expect much resistance.
And the main threat?
You know, the usual. Ghosts, demons, zombies, aliens, and then the greatest threat of them all. Vanity, desperation, despair, things that drive our enemy to seek contact from the other side. Is your order of podcasters ready for this one?
Always.
My name is Rob Christofferson, and I'm playing Myron Dripshin.
I'm Jennifer Taylor, and I play Misty Showers.
I'm Brian Hasty, and I'm playing Norman Johnson.
The Order of Podcasters, available now on your favorite podcast app.
So one of the other things that makes it cool is the button itself. You know, it is a larger button. You know, it's about an inch and a half, 2 inches. If I were better prepared for this podcast, I would have measured it beforehand. But it's a larger button. And the year I had it, I'm sure there's a technical term for it, but it that kind of holographic quality where if you tilt it, it has the book opening with stars and stuff pointed out. And along the top edge of the button are five distinct stars on there. And when you would read a book, you would get a star sticker to put over that star to indicate that you did it. Now that, I mean, that's just pure, that has nothing to do to prove that you read the books or not. You know, you actually submit what books you read and information on it like that. And you know, they keep, I guess the schools keep official records on this. And, you know, to make sure that you did it, you can't just like steal a star and stick it on there and expect to get a free pizza. In fact, the button is not what got you the pizza at all. You got a little certificate that would have the pizza, but it's kind of the same thing as like a trophy in sports. You know, the trophy doesn't prove that you won anything, but it's like this physical reward, this physical prize that you have achieved, even if it's super cheap, even if it's made out of plastic and it's going to fall apart in a few years, it is this thing that you have earned. And more than that, and this is where like Pizza Hut's approach was really, really cool, because they made it so visual and so communal. So with these buttons, you could actually see in the class how people were doing, how far advanced they were getting, you know, how quickly they were earning their prize. And the fact that it was done in the schools themselves. Because that was one of the things, is that you totally, you know, they could have set it up that, you know, go pick up an entry form at your local Pizza Hut and then turn it in with the books that you did. Well, that's fine. But to actually go to the schools directly and put it in there, now the default is you are participating. Now the assumption is that you're going to try to read these books. Now the conversation goes from, you know, just parents to the kids, like, hey, you're going to read these books and then forget about it in a month, to having the reminder at the schools themselves. And there were other, but you know, besides the buttons, besides the forms and stuff, there's other stuff going on that's kind of reminding us of the program. All of courses, which is labeled with Pizza Hut and all this stuff. But there became a buzz around this, a buzz that you're going to earn. You're going to spend several hours over months of time earning this very, very cheap pizza that, you could probably buy fairly easily if you weren't, you know, 10 years old. You know, it's like the number of personal pan pizzas I've like I used to work for Pizza Hut. Okay. I worked for Pizza Hut when I was in college. And at the time, I don't know if they do this now, or maybe it's just a regional thing, but at the time, you know, if you worked a certain amount of time, you were entitled to like an employee lunch. And that, and so you could either get a free order of breadsticks or a free personal pan pizza. You know, this is, you know, this is not breaking the bank at Pizza Hut, right? This is one of the cheap things. This was one of the cheaper things on the menu for sure. And it didn't cost them that much to make it. And so we talked about it a lot, and we worked at it really hard, and we got it, and we would have to go to the store, and that also became a kind of a genius thing, because you had to go get your like the school couldn't just turn in all the certificates to have like a lunch, you know, a book at lunch for the whole class. No, you had to go get it. And the idea, of course, there is, well, if little Johnny's getting a personal pan pizza, we might as well buy food for everyone else, too. And so even in that single transaction, Pizza Hut's made money. But, you know, the long-term idea is to win people, you know, essentially win people over with the food itself. And in that way, you know, this this program turned out to be a real winner for Pizza Hut. At the time, it was such a big deal that Ronald Reagan and later, I think even Clinton, commended the company on the program itself. And there was even an episode of Small Wonder, which featured the Book It program. Now, this was in 88. So this was about the same time that I got this particular button. This is the only button I've found. I know that I participated in more than 1 year. I don't remember how many years I participated, but I knew that I remember I participated in more than 1 year. And so in Small Wonder, and if you're not familiar with Small Wonder, you probably shouldn't be. It was not a good show. I'm sure there's some fans out there who will disagree, but I didn't even like it at the time, and I was like 11, so it was not a great show. But the Book It program in particular was used in this episode as a promotional tool, and they even had a book report at the end. So I'm going to actually play you the audio from this book report, and I'm going to do so with some apology for it. It is only a minute long, so I know it's not the best song that we've played on this show. It is only a minute long, so just hang with me. But this is a book report in the show. Reporting on a Robin Hood book. So let's go ahead and run that.
Mrs. Larson, you said we can do our report any way we like, right?
Right.
Okay, I'm ready. Ladies? Hit it. A long time ago and way back when, with a dude named Robin and his merry men. Sherwood Forest was their path. They did good by being bad.
Being bad, being bad. They did good by being bad.
Little John Will Scarlet too. We're part of Robin's wrecking crew. Robin Hood, he was cool. Mess with him and I pity the fool.
Pity the fool, pity the fool. Mess with him and I pity the fool.
With this fox made Mary Ann and no Friar Tuck. Prince John and the sheriff tried real hard, but they were out of luck. Robin Hood and the days of yore robbed from the rich and gave to the poor.
Gave to the poor,
gave to the poor. That's our story, there ain't no more.
Are you still here? Are you still with me? Okay, all right, good. Oh, yeah, I'm very sorry about that. Oh goodness. Yeah, so that was small wonder. In any case, my memories of this program was that it was a great encouragement to read. I was kind of a reader anyways, but there was a certain amount of excitement to read for this prize. And I probably would have read these five books over the year anyway. But at the same time, I remember reading more than I had to, and I definitely remember that motivation that came with the program itself, and I think that's the excitement of the program, because, and I'll say this, I don't remember any of the books I read particularly for this program. Like, I remember books that I read as a kid, and I remember some of them quite fondly. I don't remember any book that I read for Book It in particular. And so my nostalgia for seeing this button in the garage when I was cleaning it up is definitely coming from the program itself, and not because like discovering some great work of fiction while I was reading it or something like that. There was legitimate excitement about doing this. There was a legitimate excitement about finishing and getting to go to Pizza Hut. So much so that I remember at least that one year very distinctly, and I remember what I got, and I remember where I was sitting in the car and going through that drive-thru, and it's a really good memory for me, and that's one of the cool things that was about this program. And if you have not experienced it, or if you have kids who are in that age, I was surprised to find out that the Book It program is actually still going on. And if you go to bookitprogram.com, it's there. And I don't know, I haven't been to school in a long time. You know, I passed all my courses. I got out. I don't know what's going on in the schools these days, and so I don't know how much it's being pushed. You know, I've gotten the feel from perusing Facebook and YouTube videos about Book It that it's much more a source of nostalgia and discussion about what this program was than a real thing that kids are doing today. But it is available. And so you can, if your kids are that age, you can talk to the teacher and get your class enrolled. There's not any cost to do that. I was very pleased to find out that you also... they have all the physical stuff that they actually mail you out to you, so you can put it up in the classroom and you can track things there, there's a lot to do there. There's a bunch of stuff on there on their website that you can take a look at. A lot of downloads, a lot of material. But I was also very pleased to find out that there is there's a way for like homeschool kids to participate too. Now you're not going to get the physical stuff for the homeschoolers, but there is a way to participate in the program and to once again earn that tiny little pizza I'm definitely not going to mock. I actually, you know, Pizza Hut personal pan pizzas, I've had a million of them, especially when I worked at Pizza Hut. I think they're amazing. I have no complaints about them whatsoever. And if somebody gave me a free one, I would go pick it up today. But there's a lot here to do. So this program has been running since 1984 now and still going. And so, K through sixth grade is the target audience, and so if you have a child in that period, it might be worth talking to a teacher about doing it or signing up directly if you are a homeschool family like we are. And so that's going to do it for us today. I do appreciate you joining us. Please do remember to jump on twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Follow me there, and that way you'll get notifications of when we're going live for future recordings. If you have some memories on the Book It program, head over to our Discord channel. I would love to talk to you about that. And if you remember doing it and getting your pizza or any class activities associated with it that might bring fond memories, that would be great. If you do like this program and our other programs such as Tales from the Rusty Speeder. I'm also the Dungeon Master over at the Order of Podcasters. Please consider supporting us at patreon.com/technofunkboy. That really helps out a lot. We try to put a lot of effort into all the shows, and we really, really do enjoy doing them. But the Patreon does help quite a bit, and I am getting ready to put a new episode of our game music show up on the Patreon, and so that will be available in the next couple of weeks. And otherwise, I do appreciate you joining us, and we will catch you next time.